Sitka's city administrator, Keith Brady, wants to make it easier to sell municipal land. He cited the Marine Service Center, Sitka Community Hospital, and No Name Mountain as examples in a memo to the assembly. Right now, properties like those, valued at $500,000 or more, require a public vote in order to be sold. Same goes for leases over $75,000. Instead of waiting for an election to roll around with a question on the ballot, Brady's ordinance proposes putting the power of land disposal in the hands of the assembly instead. Nearly all the citizens that came forward Tuesday night protested that idea in the strongest of terms. Here's former Mayor Valerie Nelson.
Giving an administration the power to decide about disposal of large tracts of public land with only the oversight of an assembly that more often than not blanket approves whatever staff comes up with is very dangerous.
I feel like this is a power grab that you're 20. I'm a person and I want to be, I'm intelligent and I want to be able to vote.
That's Mae Dunsing telling the assembly, quote, whatever you decide, I have to pay for. Others spoke to the timing of the ordinance and the perception that it's being pushed to make it easier to theoretically sell Sitka Community Hospital. Dr. Marilyn Caruzzi fired a shot at the assembly's overall process.
Educate me, communicate with me, but don't make me feel like I'm being manipulated and that I am isolated from you all.
Us versus them was a big theme throughout citizen testimony, those opposed to the ordinance seeing it as a direct breach of public trust. But attorney Mike Gotti, hired as outside counsel for the city on this matter, framed it another way. He said Sitka was caught in a classic legal battle between representative democracy and direct democracy.
Direct democracy is the citizen's ability to adopt or repeal laws.
Or sell expensive tracts of land. But representative democracy means that citizens elect officials, their assembly members, and the mayor, to make those calls. That's the direction both Gotti and City Attorney Brian Hansen want to move in, saying the current code is out of compliance with Alaska's constitution. This ordinance is also the direction the business community supports. Travis Vaughn, a realty broker, read a letter from the Sitka Chamber of Commerce basically saying that current code creates hurdles to development.
Serious real estate developers and investors avoid projects that require public referendum to move forward. Every opinion is valid, but simply put, the risk, resistance, and impracticality of a public referendum process will scare off anyone with the means to actually help this community.
The assembly was torn during second and final reading. They heard Vaughn loud and clear, recognizing that removing the referendum was a pro-business move. Assemblymember Ben Maiasato revealed that he was the one who asked Brady to put this issue on the agenda, all in the name of lowering the barrier for affordable housing development.
Look at the price of the houses out there. They can't afford it. I know that. We need to do something. I thought the steps that we were taking were bold. It's a bold one. Yes, it is. It's not going to be one that the public's going to trust.
And, he added, this ordinance has nothing to do with Sitka Community Hospital. After lengthy debate, the assembly came to a compromise. They voted unanimously to postpone their decision and consider less dramatic changes to the ordinance. For instance, they could raise the threshold on how pricey lands need to be in order to require a vote of the people. They voted unanimously to postpone any decision and gather more information. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.